Okay, of course, so this morning being Rosh Chodesh Adar, and Parshas Truma, the Maharal wrote a whole book just on the Megillah. And I thought that this week and next week, we would focus primarily on the Maharal's writings on the Megillah, although, of course, I will connect it to the Parsha a little bit, hopefully in two places. But we're going to begin with, it's actually the Maharal wrote a Sefer, Or Chadash, and that book is a commentary, primarily a commentary on the Megillah. So we're going to start a little bit with that, and I'll show you how this piece actually connects directly with Parshas Truma. Rav Masna Amar Mehacha. So basically, there's a Gemara in Megillah, Yud Aleph, Yud Amid Beis and Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. For those who might be familiar with Maseches Megillah, right in the middle of Maseches Megillah, there's like 5-6 plot of Agadata where all the rabbis give amazing drushos about the whole Megillah, about the whole story, Mordechai and Esther. And basically, many of the rabbis, and there's like one piece of Gemara there where there's 10 in a row, different Amoraim, they used to give, what drusha they used to give on the Megillah. So Rav Masna Amar Mehacha, Rav Masna each year when he would give a drasha on the Megillah, he would tend to start with the following pasuk. Pasuk in Parshas Devarim. Mi goy gadol ashelo elo kim krovim elav, kashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. He would start with the pasuk, who is such a great nation that has a God that's so close to them, like our God, Hashem Elokeinu, b'chol kareinu elav. He's close to us whenever we call out to him. Ratzalomar, says the Maharal, why did Rav Masna begin his drush about the Megillah with this pasuk? Ki hatzalas Yisrael b'gula, zeh haya mikoach hatfila. Says the Maharal that the saving of the Jewish people at this time during the Nes, the miracle of Purim, was with the power of davening, of tefillah. Shehayu govrim bazeh al amolek b'tefillah. The way that they were able to succeed was through tefillah. As of course it says in the Megillah, right? Esther tells Mordechai, Leich kinosas kol hayudim hanimtzim b'shushan. Go gather together all the Jews. V'tzumu alai al tochlu b'al tishlu shloshes yom v'al v'yom. And Tosis in Megillah writes that it wasn't just a fast. Obviously, if there was a fast day, it was a fast day and with days of prayer. Right? Tosas there, Megillah says, this teaches us that the Jewish people would gather together in the Bate Knesios and the Bate Midrashios, and they would gather together for tefillah. When there's an Eis Tzara for the Jewish people, when there's a difficult time, you have to gather together for tefillah. And says the Maharal, this Rav Masna in the Gemara, he said that his drasha, the main theme that he learned out of Purim, was the Koach HaTefillah. And he quotes the following fascinating drasha, which the Maharal expands upon later in his commentary on the Megillah. Kedichsiv. Apparently there's a medrash on this pasuk in Bereishis. Hakol Kol Yaakov v'hayadayim idei Esav. There's a drasha on Hakol Kol Yaakov, the voice. The voice is the voice of Yaakov, even though the yadayim are idei Esav. And he learns it, the medrash learns it out as follows. And you'll see in a second, the Maharal even further explains this. Kim ein kol kol Yaakov hayadayim yidei Esav. If there is no kol Yaakov, then the yadayim yidei Esav are going to win. Aval im kol kol Yaakov. But if there's a kol Yaakov, the sound of the Jewish people calling up to Hashem b'tefillah, ein sholten yidei Esav. So the hands of Esav are not going to have the ability to rule. Udvar me'elu yiduim b'chachma, eich kol Yaakov menatzeach es ha'molek. And these words are very known for those people who are wise. How did the Kol Kol Yaakov beat out Amalek? We're going to see in a minute. He's going to spell it out in a different place. Thanks to Rabbi Hartman, pointed out a different place where the Maharal explains this more clearly. To the Sivach Hasher, go up. Well, first of all, the one place that we know where Tefillah beat out Amalek, that's in the story we're going to read on Purim morning. The Hasher govern Yidei Moshe, but Tefillah so how you govern Yisrael. The Hasher Yaniach v'lohaya Kol Kol Yaakov govern Amalek, right? What does the Torah say? When Moshe lifted up his hands to Hashem, then they were able to beat the war with Amalek. When he put his hands down, then they didn't. So the Maharal says this refers to the specific, special, unique power of tefillah to beat out Amalek. Kasha Gavri de Moshe Vidalia Govin Vachasha Yaniach. Right. The Kach Batagumo Kasher Yarim. Apparently in Targum Unklus and the Targum Yonasan Ben Uzziel over there. Let's see if I could find it. It's right at the end of Parshas Kishalach. Let's see if we could find it. At the war with Amalek. Vayavo Amalek, Vayalachim and Yisrael Berefidim. The very end of Parshas. So let's see. What does the Torah say? Vayak Hashem Yara Moshe Adam on page 206. Let's see. I didn't look this up. Let's see if this works out. He doesn't mention it. It must be in the Targum Yonas and Ben Uzziel. Unklus doesn't have it, but I think it's in the Targum Yonas and Ben Uzziel. He adds in a word. V'chach b'targuma. I think it means Targum Yonas and Ben Uzziel. I wish I don't have in front of me now. Kasher, conveniently. Kasher yarim yado b'tzilo. The Gavra Yisrael. B'tzilo is Milashan tzlusa. Tzlusa means in Aramaic, davening. The Gavra Yisrael. Kasher yaniach. Harei lecha ki ha-tfila hu natzchan shel Amalek. What defeats Amalek? Tfila. V'zeo inyan ha-megillah kasher tovin ha-dvar ma-mukim od. And this is one of the main themes of the Megillah, if you understand it deeply. Now take a look at what he says elsewhere. There's a lot to learn from what he says elsewhere. This is the Maharal's commentary in Sefer Or Chodesh to the Megillah, Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin. What does it say in the Megillah, Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin? I don't remember what the connection is. If you're in the Chumash, you actually have a copy of the Megillah in this Chumash, Megillah Sester. If you turn all the way to the back, you have the Chamesh Megillah here. So what's Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin? Don't even remember. Let's see what the Perek Beis. Nor am I sure. Oh, it's talking about, where is it? It's after Shmos. I know it's in this. What page? 614. Thanks, Jerry. 614. So I think it's, right, he's just talking about Esther's various names. Hadassah, I think. Hadassah, right, that's the point. So the Maharal he is talking about, which is a nice side lesson, he's talking about the different names of Esther. Apparently Esther had five names. Yeah, so Vayihomin is Hadassah, he Esther. So the Maharal is commenting on this. Pirish, that. Masha, Mashinikre is Hadassah, Al Shem Hatzadikim. Her name was Hadassah because Hadassah refers to her righteousness. You'll see in a minute why. Ki Esther Tzadekes Haisa Ba'atma. Esther was a Tzadekes internally, inherently. V'davar Zed Nira, she Esther Haisa Medes. How do you know that she was a Tzadekes? She stood in the house of Achashverosh, who was a complete Rasha, yet she was not influenced by Achashverosh. I mean, although we see, she didn't see him for 30 days, maybe that's what helped her avoid the influence, but apparently she was in this, she was obviously the husband, the wife of Achashverosh, and she wasn't influenced by him. Like the Mitzula means like the ocean. Gehenna is compared to the depths of the ocean. Venisha im calls Ebetid Kaso. Vachin Haisa Esther Omedis Bebes Harasha, Shemakoma Begehenim. Vimze Haisa Omedis Betid Kos Shleimo, Mepeki Esther Tsnua Haisa. Since Esther had the meat of Tsneas, that's why her name was Esther. Esther is Miloshan Hester hidden. Esther hid her beauty. She was a Tsanua, she was a private person. Since she was a Tsanua, says the Maral, Haisa. The Hadas. She was also called Hadassah. Why is she called Hadassah, says the Maharal? Because the Hadas, that you remember Hadassah from Sukkot, remember Hadassah, Mashar Olav, its leaves, Shalom, Chofenes Eitzo, right? The Hadassah, the leaves cover the stem. So that's why Hadassah is a language of Tznius, because the leaves of the Hadas cover the stem. That which is internal is covered, is hidden, is private. So Esther was referred to as Hadassah because she was a private person. Uvazehu tsanua. Well, look. So the Hadas is tsanua. Ulekach Hashem haroi la Hadassah. Vazeh pirushu Esther kloma sheyishlo madrega pnimis nisteres. That's why her name was Esther, because all of her greatness was hidden on the inside. And that's why she merited in defeating Amalek, as we're going to see in a minute. Ulafikach zachsa la'abed es Haman. That's why Esther merited defeating Haman. It was because of her tznius and her privacy. For davar zeh yadua ki mashenikos Esther hu yarm hajekes nisteres al yonu upnimus shehayla k'mo shehisbar b'samach ki hatznius dafka ma'abed zera Haman. For davar zeh ramaz akas b'mash amar al esav yisachfum tzeirei hatzon. Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, v'targum Yehonasan, zutri da'achve. Who's going to defeat Amalek? It's going to be the youngest. Who's that? Binyamin. She'ein Esav nofel rak b'yad shevet Binyamin shu hatzar, the youngest of all the tribes. Ki hatzar, the youngest one, yesh lo hatzniyus, Yosef, says the Maharal, the youngest one has the most tzniyus. Sharei lo yatzal anigle rak b'achrona, because he stayed in the womb the longest, till he was youngest. Okay, not exactly biologically, medically correct, but okay. He was the hidden one. He took the longest to come out. The youngest takes the longest to come. They were waiting for him all their lives. So that's why he has the tznius. Therefore, Haman fell dafka in the hands of Mordechai and Esther, who both came from which tribe? Shehem mishavet binyamin. Befrat biyad Esther, shnikris Hashem at tznius. V'gam Mordechai ha'lomid el yonah nisteres k'mo shisbar. Oh, kol shu tzanua. Ainu mukhan latisel anigla, shari loshan sanua masha shu sanua, veinu mamar latisel anigla, ulufikach. Hatsa'ir, shabala olam, viyatam in ha hester el anigla ba'achrona, moraki madregas hu ha hester vatsnias, lakach yatsa ba'achrona el agoli, the Esav, ain borak hagiloi. Esav is all about that which is on the outside. Lakach yatsa Esav rishona. That's why Esav came out first before Yaakov. Al davarzeh lo sholei davar sheyesh lakach pni minister. Lakach siv hakol kol. So that's what it means. Now we get back to what we're talking about. Lakach siv hakol kol Yaakov v'hayadai mide Esav. Kloma Yaakov yesh lakach hakol shehu yotze mi pni minister adam. The Jewish people have always, the strength of the Jewish people is what that which is internal. The kol, the voice of tefillah, as we'll see in a second, and the voice of Torah. Shu yotzim in pnimas adam. The Esav yesh lo hayadayim. She'ein lecha davar chutza yosim in hayadayim. If you think of what part of the body, gentlemen, that reaches the farthest out from a person. It's not his legs, it's the yadayim. So the kol is kol Yaakov, and the yadayim is the Esav. Yaakov's strength comes from that which is most internal to him, and Esav's strength comes from that which is the most external. And therefore the name of Esther, that which is hidden, is appropriate for her. Just like tefillah, as the Maharal says, that in Megillas Esther, Lech Knosos Kol Yehudim Mitzumu Alai, the power of tefillah is what ultimately defeated Haman and Achashverosh. That's why Esther was uniquely suited to this, because the call of tefillah is that which comes internally to a person on the inside. And similarly, Esther, which is a language of hidden, Esther was a tzanua, she was a hadas. A hadas, its leaves cover its stems, so she's called hadasah. And therefore the leaves cover the stem, and Esther was internally tzanua. So that's why they had the power to defeat Amalek. Now the Rav Hartman over here stresses a few ideas here. This is based on three primary ideas. And he proves each one of them. I don't have the time to go into all of them. But he basically says these three ideas are, number one, that the power of Amalek is specifically when the Jewish people are separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not connected. That's where Amalek gets his strength from. And when the Jewish people are attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when Amalek does not have the power. And assumption number three, when the Jewish people engage in tefillah, that's when we are most connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're most connected to Hashem when we engage in tefillah. And the whole idea of tefillah, the Maharal addresses elsewhere, the whole idea of tefillah is that a person is completely mevatel himself, negates himself, says, I am nothing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my saving comes all from you. The whole idea of tefillah is a person stands before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, I know that anything that I need and want in life comes from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're the source of that. And when a person connects HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's when he's mevatel the koach of Amalek. And also, of course, with the idea that the Maharal stresses here, which I think is important for us to contemplate, is the fact that the power of the Jewish people, of course, we have to have an army, we have to fight, but the power of the Jewish people comes from that which is internal, that which is hidden, the kol, the sounds. We'll see in a second, not only the sounds of prayer, but also the sounds of Torah, as we're going to see in a minute. But before we get to that, let's connect this idea to this week's parsha, because after all, this is a parsha shiur. So let's try to connect it to this parsha. So the very next piece in the Maharal, he connects the same idea. How you doing, Ari? The same idea. To the parsha. So Rav Ashi Amar Mehacha. Rav Ashi would start his drashas on the Megillah from a different place. He would say this: Oh, Hayni Sel Lakim Lavo, Lakachas Lo Goy Miker of Goy. Ratzalomer. Right, the pasuk says this is really talking about Egypt, but Rav Ashi applied this also to what Hashem did during the time of Purim. What did he say? He Hakadosh Baruch Hu mamish took us with his hands. He took us from Egypt and mamish yanked us right out of there. And similarly, he speaks about over here. He took us from the hands of Haman. Haman succeeded in getting a decree to destroy the Jewish people, and somehow Kadosh Baruch Hu Mamash took us and he yanked us right out of the hands of Haman, which is hinted at in the pasuk of Oh Hani Sar Lukim Lavo Lakachas Lo Goy Miker of Goy. He took a nation out of a nation. In Egypt, he Mamash took us out of Paro, and here he took us out of Haman. Now look what the Maharal elaborates on this. And here's the key point, and that's what it has to do with Parshas Truma. Umipnei Kach Hayu Nitzulim. We belong to God. And it's only because we belong to God that we got yanked out of Egypt. Because al pi derech hateva, as beaten down as we were in Egypt, there's no way we could have gotten out of there. And there's only because we connected to God that we were able to get yanked out of the hands of Haman. He had Haman who succeeded in having the king of the entire free world, 127 provinces, had a decree to wipe out all the Jewish people, and somehow the Rabbeinu Shlom yanked us right out of there. Ulekach, kasher nitnu lahashmidu laharog v'nimsu lagamri biad soneim, davar zeh e efsher ki Yisrael haim. We could not be wiped out. Why? Because we belong to God. We got somebody big fighting for us. Ki the master of the universe. Ki Yisrael haim el Hashem Yisrael lekach hotzei Hashem Yisrael osam miyado. V'chein darshu ha-pasuk hazeh ha-yitzias Mitzrayim. Kizeshu shomei this uber mimei imo. V'zeu ha-nisa lekim lovo lokachas lo goy mikerev goy miloshem kirvo ukrov mikerev. Right, he yanked us out. He birthed us. He yanked us out of the womb. V'kacha yakancha yashomei dosam miyad zeh shenimisru biyado lagamre. Ki davar e'efshir she yisrael mesulakim in Hashem Yisrael. It's impossible for the Jewish people to be removed from God. It's impossible for us to be completely destroyed. Now here the Maharal says, if we were just in the hands of Achashverosh, it wouldn't have been so bad. Once we were in the hands, because kings, the Maharal explains, kings, they don't, the Mitzrim and kings, they don't want to mamish destroy us. They just want to beat us down. They want to make us work for them. The Egyptians didn't really want to kill us out. They needed us. They liked us to work and build stuff for them. But they wanted to make sure we wouldn't, rebel. But once we were in the hands of Haman, then it was over. This tells you, and here's the key point that Maharal is going to make here, which I want to stress to you. This thing talks to you about how great a geula it was during Purim. When there was a Haman fighting to wipe us out, that shows you how attached we are, our people is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how attached we are. Similar to what he said before about tefillah. Listen to what he says here. V'lo kein kasher hayu tachas Mitzrayim. When they were in Egypt, it wasn't as bad. Shalonimsu legamri lechalosim tachas reshusim. The Egyptians didn't want to wipe us out.
Avokasha Nimsru, we had Haman Lechalosam, Vashem Yisparach, Lokach Osam Elov, Zeu Achibur Adabak HaGomor.
You see our attachment to God much stronger during the time of Purim than you see it in Egypt, claims the Maharal. Because in the times of Egypt, God wasn't fighting against such a tremendous, it wasn't Lahashmid Laharog Labid. But in the time of Purim, there was someone actively fighting to mamish wipe us out. So you see how strong our connection was. And look how he develops this beautifully. Lekach afim kol ha-mo'adim b'teilim. Oh, here's the connection to Truma. Wait for it. Afim kol ha-mo'adim b'teilim. That's why, says the Maharal, even la'asid lavo, in the end of days when Mashiach comes, we're not going to observe any of the Yamim Tovim anymore. So get used to them, you know, enjoy them while we have them. Ravosai Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, Gevaldik, Chanukah, Mamish, Leibedik, enjoy them while we have them. La'asid lavo, it says in Chazal, it says the only holiday that we're still going to celebrate is the holiday of Purim. Explains the Maharal. Why is this? Ulekach. Afim kol ha-mo'adim b'teilim yimei ha-purim lo nivtalim in Medrash Shochat Tov and Mishlei, for those following at home, for those keeping score at home, you can look it up in the Medrash Shochat Tov and Mishlei Tes Aleph. Ki ha-mo'adim kulam morim ha-chibur v'advekos she'ish li'Yisrael Hashem Yisrael. Because what is a mo'ed? What does the word mo'ed mean? Mo'ed means meeting. It's a meeting. You know what a mo'ed is supposed to be? It's a meeting between us and God. It is an attachment. It's a togetherness. That's what the word mo'ed means for you. For those who follow me on Twitter, you already know this. Right? What does it say in this week's parasha? Wait for it. What's the whole point of the Mishkan? What's the whole point of Mishkan? What's the Mishkan called? The Mishkan's called Ohel Moed. It's a tent of meeting. And the very last psukim in this week's parasha say, what's the whole point of the Aron with the Kaporis? Where does God come to meet? Not at the end, right? The beginning. Where does God meet? Where does Hashem speak to the Jewish people from? V'no adati l'cha, v'no adati. I will meet with you from Me'al HaKaporis. Shehu lashon yi'ud v'chibur. Yi'ud means meeting. V'chibur, attachment. Ula asid kasha yi'el yisrael achibur v'adiba kala Hashem Yisbarach yoser. So when Mashiach comes, that's going to be the ultimate time of the ultimate attachment. Lekach yechibur zeshu aydei amoadim batel. So the attachment that we get to God through all the other holidays, that's only a minor secondary, that's like a secondary attachment which we're not going to need anymore in the future. Avol Purim shehu mora el achibur dveikas ha-gomer, says the Maharal. But Purim, which testifies to the strongest and the most unbreakable and the most powerful connection that the Jewish people had with Hashem, kasha lakam miad Haman, when God had to redeem them from the hands of somebody who was mamish fighting actively to destroy them. Davar zeh lo yeh batel. That attachment that we get through Purim, that thing will not be ever nullified. Savar Rabbi Ashi degam Yom HaKippurim lo batel, ki gam Yom HaKippurim shusila kachet vaz hadvekas hakamer bo yisparach. And that's why some hold not only will Purim not be mevatel, but the only other holiday we're going to observe is Yom HaKippurim, right? The day that's like Purim. Purim Yom Kippurim. So Yom Kippur also talks about, that's the one day a year where we are attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like nothing else. We're mamish like malach, and we have no sins, nothing dividing us. We're so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gamkin lo yeh batel. And I found, and I shouldn't say I found, Rabbi Hartman found, listen to his commentary on Pirkei Avos for 1 second, right? The very last Mishnah in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos, Lefum Tzara Agra. Lefum Tzara Agra, right? We used to have Mishnayis Baal Peh contests in Camp Magen Avraham when I was a kid. Mishnayis Baal Peh, easy to get one Mishnah Baal Peh. Here you go. Ben hey hey Omer Lefum Tzara Agra. Boom, you can be on the chart also. One Mishnah, anyone can memorize that, right? Ben hey hey Omer Lefum Tzara Agra. Always the first Mishnah in the Mishnayis Baal Peh contest in Camp Magen Av. V'tirutz davar zeh. Now, ki haschar min Hashem Yisparach l'ovdei mitzvot. So we know what, I'm going to say this outside. I'm going to say this one outside. Basically, he's explaining why is it Lefum Tzara Agra, right? The more the challenge, the more the reward. The bigger the pain, the bigger the pain, right? The bigger the gain, right? No pain, no gain.
Lefum tsara agra. The more you have to work for something, that's the more the reward. So he's explaining that if you have to work for a mitzvah more, like if you have to wake up early in the morning to learn Torah, so some people get to learn Torah at 9 o'clock in the morning, 10 in the morning, 11, 12. Some people have to wake up very, very early in the morning to learn Torah. You have to work hard to learn Torah. So he explains that the harder you work for something, the more that shows your attachment to it. Something that you're really attached to, you're willing to put in much, much more effort for, right? Someone who you're attached to, you're willing to go out of your way for. So he explains that's why you get more reward for more pain, says the Maharal, because something that you have to struggle for, that shows how attached you are to that thing. And if you're attached to Talmud Torah so much that you're willing to wake up early in the morning, you're willing to sit there and break your head over Talmud Torah, if you're attached to something more, that shows that it's worth, it's very, very valuable to you. And the more valuable any mitzvah is to you, the more reward you're going to get for it, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to treasure the mitzvahs and to work hard for them and to be attached to them. So says Rabbi Hartman, so that's a similar idea to what you see over here about Purim. Similar to Purim. Since Haman was fighting against us, Paro was, okay, he would have been happy if we just would have worked and not bothered him. We're the ones, and that's why he didn't want to wipe us out, but Haman actively wanted to wipe us out. So the harder Haman was fighting against us, the more it shows Hashem's attachment to us and how close he was to us. And that's why that shows the attachment. And that's why you get more reward for more pain, because it shows the more pain there is, the more struggle there is to do it, it shows how valuable the mitzvah is to you. And this is an important lesson to us about struggling to do the mitzvahs, about doing the mitzvahs even when it's difficult, even when it's freezing cold outside. I looked at my thermometer in the car. I think it said 4 degrees, 5 degrees. I think it is outside right now as we speak, 5 degrees. You know, I said this weather is a raya barua to the concept of the Gemara of Chazaka. The Gemara says there's a concept called Chazaka, which means what was continues to be. That's what we assume. What was continues. If a certain situation existed, we assume it continues. Because there's no other reason anybody would ever live in the Northeast. I mean, why in the world would you live in the Northeast? It's only because we grew up here, so we're staying here, we're still here. Because otherwise, it's not rationally sane if you have the same choice to live in Florida or to live in California or to live in Phoenix. There's no reason. I mean, why in the world? Chazaka, to me, it's a riot brewer, the Gemara's concept of Chazaka. But anyway, so we learned so many important ideas here, which we went through a little bit quickly, because, of course, there's so much to say. But what ideas do we have here? What's a moed? What's a yontiv? A moed is a meeting, is the time to connect to Hashem. That's what a moed is. It's a time to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Purim is even the strongest of all of them. It's the connection that's the strongest of all of them, because it was the one where we wanted to be wiped out more than all of them. And the more they wanted to wipe us out, the stronger our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be. And also that's, you know, Mishanichnas Adar, Marbim B'Simcha, we have to start focusing on that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adar, so as the, if you listen to my other Hashkafa Shmuz, Adar is Milashon Hashem, he wants, the Berditchever says, Adar is Milashon Aleph Dar. Aleph, the Yechido Shel Olam, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Aleph, the One. The Aleph means the one and only in the world, Dar. He wants to dwell down here with us. That's the Mishkan. The Mishkan is all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting to dwell down here with us. And we should let him in. That's what we're reading this Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to dwell within us. He wants to be close to us. So that's why the power of Tefillah has the ability to attach us, and the power of Purim, which is all the Mo'adim. And that's why the Gemara says all the Mo'adim are Batel, except for this one. Listen to two other comments of the Maharal. It's in the black that I have here. That's why the Gemara says, Kol HaMavazes HaMo'ados Kilo Oved Avodah Zarah. There's a Gemara that says, anyone who ridicules the Yamim Tovim, anyone who does not call him Mavazes HaMo'ados, anyone who does not observe Yontif properly, Kilu Oved Avodah Zarah. It's as if he works Avodah Zarah. So says the Gemara. What does one have to do with the other guy who doesn't observe Yontif correctly, as if he worships Avodah Zarah? So explains the Maharal based on his explanation. Mamish works out beautiful. Masak Midrash. Because what's the whole idea of a moed? Moed means I'm connecting. Moed is a meeting. It's an attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone who's mevaz and mevados, you don't take this meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu seriously. You don't care about this meeting. It's like you're serving somebody else. And now listen to this. Says the Maharal, one other one. famous Gemara, which I'm sure you are, I think you're probably, we're all more familiar with this Gemara than the last one. But there's another Gemara that says, Chayv Adam Lahakvil Pnei Rabo Beregel. Person has an obligation to visit his Rebbe on Yontif. That's what the Gemara says. There's a mitzvah to visit your Rebbe on Yontif. Chayv Adam Lahakvil Pnei Rabo Beregel. Why? Because what's a regel? What's a regel? A regel is a time to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, and the Gemara said, the Mishnah says, Mora Rabcha Kimora Shamayim, that one's awe of his Rebbe is supposed to be like the awe he has for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if Yontif is a day that you're supposed to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how does a person figure out how to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu? First, you got to connect to your Rebbe. Mora Rabcha Kimora Shamayim, the Gemara says, that the awe, right? Es Hashem Elokecha Tira L'Rabos Tamidi Chachamim, the Gemara says. It says, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, you're supposed to be in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why does it say S? What's the S? What do you learn out from the S? The Gemara says, "Ask the Rabbis Tamin Chachamim." As we went previously, the Gemara says that Shimon HaAmsuni used to make a drush from every single S in the Torah. When he got to Es Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, when he got to the Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, he said, "Oh, I must have made a mistake." He stopped and he said, "Kishem Shikibati Schala Adrisha Kach Kibati Schala Prisha." I'm wrong. Obviously, there's no S. There's nothing to learn out. What are you going to add to God? Ad Shabbat Rabbi Akiva Vidarash Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. I think it was Rabbi Akiva. Forget already. L'Rabos Tamid Chachamim. That the Mora Rabcha for the Mora Tamid Chacham is akin, somewhat supposed to be akin to the Mora Shemayim. So the Maral says that's why there's a mitzvah to visit your Rebbe on Yontif. Because if you want to figure out how to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the way to do it. By connecting to a Rebbe, that's a similar idea that we have for connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the connection. Now, so we learned so many things over here. We learned that the key to our saving in Purim was the Koach HaTfilah. Because Hakol Kol Yaakov Ayadayim Yidei Esav, we know what our power comes from. And if we want to make sure, and the Gemara Darshan Zizman Shakol Kol Yaakov, if we keep to our kol, then we're not going to have to worry about the Yadayim Yidei Esav. Even if the Yadayim are Yidei Esav, we'll be okay. Hakol Kol Yaakov Ayadayim Yidei Esav. And that's why Esther said, Lech Tzumo Alai Al Tokhlev Al Tishlu Shloshes Yamim. Esther understood that the power wasn't going to come from beating up on Ahasuerus and Haman, but it was going to come through kol, the power of kol. Look, how did Esther win anyway? Esther won through the kol. She spoke to Ahasuerus that Ish Tzar V'Oyev Haman Ara Azeh. Right? Yes, right? There's a person who wants to kill us. And it was all through the kol. And Mordechai was through the kol, right? Mordechai told over the story, right? And the whole story happened with the king. It all happened through the kol. It all happened through a voice, right? That Charvona said something. Think about it. Mamish just thought about this right this second as I'm talking to you. How much the kol played a role in the Megillah. If you think about it, right? Mordechai told Esther about Bigson Viserys. Esther told Ahasuerus. They wrote it down. And right, the whole thing happened. It all happened through the power of the kol. Wow, tremendous. Now, what else do we have in the power of the kol? So the very next piece of the Gemara Megillah, which the Maral talks about the Koach HaTorah. Rabbi Lazar, Pasal Epistle, I Parsa Mehocha, Batzal Taim Yimach HaMekara, Bishvil Atzlus Shoy Ben Yisrael, Shelo Asgu BaTorah B'Mehaman, Nasas Sono Shel Makom. Apparently, one of the things, according to Rabbi Lazar in the Gemara there in Megillah, it's a quote from the Gemara Megillah, we were lazy with the study of Torah, that's why Haman was able to attack us. It's the power of Torah that defeats Amalek. L'kach kol zman shlo'asku b'Torah. Since the Jewish people didn't study Torah, haya haman shu mizera Amalek gover. V'davar zeh yadua ma'od ki a'idei ha'Torah Yisrael mis'alem ki kol kachu malas ha'Torah k'mo she'amru. Kol ha'osek b'Torah hu mis'alesh. Nemar u'minach liel b'mos. We get to be very high from the learning of Torah. V'im ha'yu oskim b'Torah, ha'yu mis'alem a'idei ha'Torah, ha'yu gover mal haman shu ha'yirotzu l'sgabar aleim. When you're lazy, yimach hamakares. So our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu wilts. Perish kasha Yisrael einam oskim b'Torah shayidei ha'Torah yisrael mis'alam Hashem Yisparach shumelach Yisrael ayidei zeh mis'al ayidei Yisrael ayidei zeh shayashem Yisparach mis'ala
v'az mashpil ha'ovim shel Yisrael, v'kasher einos kim b'torah, v'hakora nemucha u'shvela Hashem Yisparach shu elokeim melech alim ein mis'ala alim, v'nasa sona shel malkom mach v'ein mis'ala. V'yesh lahavim davar zem ba'od, v'zeo b'vadai psiche el ha'megillah, ma'isai sasibah shel gavar haman, v'u davar mufla. We also know that the themes of Kabbalah Satorah are very connected to Purim. Kimu v'kibbalu ha'yehudim, there was another Kabbalah Satorah around the time of Purim. The Gemara says in Shabbos that originally when the Jewish people accepted the Torah, we were forced. But Hadar Kibluah b'mei HaShveirosh, that there was a Kabbalah Satorah, we somehow realized that the study of Torah. And Rav Hartman explains that this is two ways to connect to God. Tefillah and Torah, almost two opposite ways to connect to God. Tefillah, we connect to God through completely lowering ourselves. We are nothing. When we study Torah, we elevate ourselves. We say how great we are. Both are important ways of connecting to God. Machlokas and the Gemara, which was the main one that was lacking during the time of Megillah, which was the main koach that allowed us to defeat Haman in the times of the Megillah. But both of them attach ourselves. Both of them are ways of attaching ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a lot in Parshas Truma about the Aron and about the study of Torah and about the primacy of Torah. We've talked over past years in this Parsha Shir many, many times about the Aron and about how the Torah is for everybody. That's why all the measurements of the Aron are in halves, 1.5 by 2.5, because you're never finished. You always got to do more. You always have to feel in Torah. It's all halves. That's the idea of the Machzis HaShekel. So many ideas connected to the study of Torah and how the study of Torah connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Maharal, in fact, says this on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Al Tavakish Gedul Atzmacha, Yoser Milimudacha Asay. Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Yoser Milimudacha Asay, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay us back. And this connects to this week's parasha as well, because the Maharal in his commentary on Pirkei Avos says over here, listen to this, Rabosai, that's why the crown of Torah is greater than all the other two crowns. Because listen to this. By the crown of the Shulchan, there was a crown on the Shulchan that says, V'asisa lo zer zahav saviv. And by the crown that was on the, which other of the vessels had a crown? The Shulchan, the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach it also says, V'asisa lo. But the crown that was on the Aron says, V'asisa alav, alav. So lo by the Shulchan and lo by the menorah, lo by the Shulchan and lo by the Mizbeach, because the Mizbeach symbolizes the Keser. One of them symbolizes the Keser Kahuna, and one of them symbolizes the Keser Malchus. Those have something to do with inheritance. You inherit it. It's in you. But Allah Torah, that's Allah. That's not in you. The Malchus also, even though it didn't go to your kid, but also the Gemara says that if the king had a kid who was worthy, the kid had first dibs on the Malucha. Malchus based David, right? It still was a little bit in the family, but that's the only crown. The Keser Torah is the only crown that's Allah. It's not already in you. It's something that you got to work for, that you got to strive for. It's for anybody. Anybody could achieve the Keser Torah. Keser Kahuna, not for everybody. Keser Malchus, you have to be from Malchus based David. You have to be from the family Davidic dynasty. It's in you already. But the Keser Torah, that's Allah. Says the Maharal, that's hinted at in the way the Torah says it. The crown. V'asisa lo zer zahav saviv. V'asisa lo zer zahav. By the Shulchan it says, V'asisa lo. By the Mizbeach it says, V'asisa lo. By the Aron it says, V'asisa alav. The Kaporos was on it. So that's the difference over there. He talks about that's why the reward is biggest. That's what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. So that's Pshat in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that Al Tavakish Gedula La'atzmecha V'al Tachmud Kavod. Don't want the chelik of the malachim. Your table is greater than their table. The Keser Torah is greater than all of them. We'll just close with one final idea. One final idea. The final idea is, why is it that the Aron, going back to the Parsha, why is it that the Aron, there were three boxes of the Aron. Gold on the outside, gold on the inside, but wood in the middle. Wood in the middle. Listen to the Maharal. Let's take a look at it from the third line. Very last piece. V'davar zed davar amok. This is something very deep. Like everything the Maharal writes. Very deep. Davar zed davar amok. This is something very deep.
Ki Torah nikreis Eitz Chaim l'machazikim ba. The Torah is called a tree of life. Eitz Chaim l'machazikim ba. The Torah is called a tree of life to he who grabs onto it. A person who grabs onto the study of Torah, gentlemen, person who makes it his business to be always connected to the study of Torah, always attached, he's going to live Eitz Chaim hi l'machazikim ba. Lefika chaya ha'aron shel Eitz. So the main aron that has the Torah had to be made of a living organism, wood. Ki ha'Eitz hu netiya kayemes. Because the wood is something that grows and lasts. It's a living. It's a someach. It grows. It lives. Unlike gold, which is a metal that doesn't live, it doesn't grow. Kach divrei Torah. Right? Gold, after a long time, is going to rot. Well, wood will also, but if the wood is attached to the ground, it's going to continuously grow. Kach divrei Torah hei mischabrim unituim dveikim emashem yisparach. Vu kayam nitzchi. Ubishvil zehu kayam la'ad. Vilu hazav, gold. Avagavdu choshuv. Even though gold is choshuv, eino netia. It's not something that lives. It's not organic. Avalat sipoy hu shel zav. That which you see on the outside is gold. Orech yamin on the yamin and the small, you have osher v'kavod, that which is gold, which looks beautiful. Hamora alanatia nitzchis haya mechusev ne'alam. The eight, which talks about the eternal reward of Torah, that's on the inside that you can't see. That's the eternal tree which is always growing. That's on the inside. Ilo akavod yesh lo b'olam hazeh v'hu nireh. But the kavod is in this world. That's what you see. Ulufika haya shel eitz besocho v'haya nireh ha'osher v'akavod. On the inside was the eternal eitz, was the eitz chayim hi l'machazikim ba, and that which is honorific in this world, like the gold and the silver, that was on the outside. Ve'od kasha tavin timtzeod, k'ad sarach lios eitz besocho, v'zav mi b'chutz mi b'fnim, ki kein roi hu hanachon l'fi ha'chachma. This goes back to the idea that we spoke about at the very beginning of this year, that which is internal is which is most significant. Esther was able to defeat Haman because Esther was Hester. That was, she symbolized the tznius. Hadas, the hadas, the leaves cover over the stem. Hadas signifies tznius. Hakol kol Yaakov ayidayim de Esav. Kol is that which is on the inside. The kol talks about the internal idea. That's what's inside a person. That's always what's going to defeat the ayidayim de Esav. So we can end with what we began with. That's why the aron, the wood which symbolizes the living, breathing Eitz Chaim Hila Machazikaba, that was on the inside. The gold of the aron was on the outside, but the true power of Torah, which is eternal and will find its ultimate expression and reward in Olam Haba, which is hidden Ayin Lo Rasa, that was on the inside. On the outside of this world, it's gold, the gold that you see on the outside, but the Eitz Chaim Hila Machazikaba, the true power of Torah is that which is internal, that which fills up a person's soul, which is inside him, which will also be mekayim la'asid lavo. So may it be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this Purim, that's what I try to work on every Purim, but on this Purim, we think about how to connect to ourselves, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the most strong, powerful way possible. We just learned from the Maharal that Purim is not going to be batel because Purim symbolizes the strongest connection of all the Moedim. Moed means connection. Moed means connection, and Purim is the strongest of all those connections. May it be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this Purim we should connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a way that He'll finally want to stay attached to us. Right? Mishenichnas Av Mematim B'Simcha Av talks about God leaving us. And Kishem Shem Mishenichnas Av Mematim B'Simcha Kach Mishenichnas Av Mematim B'Simcha. That's why Adar comes before Nisan. We have a tradition, B'Nisan Nigalu Avaseinu V'Nisan Asidu L'Zgal. Adar is the month where we prepare for that revelation, Nisan, when we're going to hopefully that time in Nisan we're going to experience that redemption. May this be a month of Avo Lodir Ritachtonim. Parshas Truma is about God connecting to us. He wants to live amongst us. Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aleph Dar. Adar is about opening ourselves up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu living amongst us. If we open ourselves up this month of Adar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should live amongst us, hopefully it should be a great preparation for Nisan when we'll have that month of Geula. May it come this year. B'mher v'yameinu amen. Rabbi Hanani Rakash Amar Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zachos Yisrael Zivt Chivim Bolan Torah Mitzvah Ne'amar Adonai Chofetz Aman to the Kol Yadir to Rabbi Yadir.